It's time for our Tibbetts Talk as we welcome in Andy French, who's the development director for the Tibbetts Opera House. As summer theater just ended, now shifting gears to one of the next really big things that you guys have coming up, which is the Tibbetts auction in the first weekend of November.
Yeah, that's right, Ken. We're very excited this year. The auction committee from last year, the role of the committee is to decide the theme of the next year. And so this year in February, we met and decided that our theme this year would be a Phantom of the Opera-inspired masquerade.
Okay.
And that will be, we're planning on a live event on a Saturday, then November 6th, and then silent auctions online the week prior. So.
Well, and hopefully this year, again, a little bit more than in years past. Last year was the virtual auction, which worked well.
Yeah. Yeah,
but and I think you learned how to do some of those things that you can do now for some of the online stuff. But certainly the face-to-face, because really what that auction has been about for so many years is the social aspect
Absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely, and we're very, very excited about bringing everybody back to the theater for the live auction and having 20 or 30 or so items and having those great auctioneers banking the call and people raising their paddles, and everybody will be hopefully in costume, and we're going to recruit volunteers to help decorate the interior spaces and provide option and get ideas from them about how we want to make this come to reality. We're very excited about it. We're hoping that we can get some folks in the community getting excited about the auction like it used to be and returning to that old style auction that we've always known and loved at Tibbetts.
Yeah, again, dating way back to when truly it was an auction to keep the lights on and pay the utility bill when this thing first started for it. So what are you kind of looking for as far as a volunteer? What should people know and what skills should they bring to it?
Yeah, so anybody who's got any experience with planning events, with helping us with data entry of auction items, but also how do we decorate the theater to be inspired by Phantom of the Opera? What sort of ideas do people have to help us make it look like that wonderful masquerade ball scene from Phantom of the Opera. We're also thinking about, we want people to come in costume, wear the decorative masks, not so worried, hopefully, about COVID masks, but the kind that you remember from Phantom of the Opera at that masquerade ball that shield the eyes and don't reveal your identity and that kind of thing. So, what are those ideas that we can get from our community, from members to help us out with that? And so we're going to have an auction idea meeting. It's going to be next Tuesday the 7th at the theater at 5:30. So if people want to come and just bring ideas, there's no commitment other than just coming and bringing your ideas. And we'll write all those down. We'll take some votes about what do people think. Do they like that idea or not? We'll mull over some ideas. But we're just looking for folks to get re-engaged with auction like people used to do. Well, we used to have 20 or 30 people help set up things, help think about how things would be decorated. What sort of food should we have? All those sorts of things we're hoping to recruit people to help us with. So.
Well, and the one thing, you do already have a chandelier there.
We do.
That helps.
We do. And it actually lowers and raises. And so, yes, the ideas are a twirling, but we just don't want it to crash, right? So...
Yeah, that's too valuable to have that happen. So that's for the auction, and again, next Tuesday is the meeting for that. But it's in general throughout the year, always looking for volunteers.
Right, and the other thing that's going on, every fall we do a non-member appeal for folks to come become members of the Tibbetts family. That's a 1,400 to 2,000 envelope piece. We need volunteers to help fold. We have people who need help folding programs and other things that go out to the world. Announcing things that are going on at the Tibbetts. So again, volunteers are always helpful, and we always need them. And we can't really do what we do at Tibbetts without volunteers. And so we're just sending out that general appeal to our community here. If you're interested in stepping up and being a volunteer, please contact the office. We'll be happy to engage with you and to train you as appropriately to help us realize our mission.
All right, 278-6029 is the number for the Tibbetts. Again, that auction meeting idea meeting next Tuesday, and that'll be at 5:30 at the Tibbetts Opera House itself. And then next Friday, it seems so soon that's coming up here.
I know.
The Yellow Brick Road.
Yellow Brick Road, the Elton John inspired tribute band. We are almost sold out. There are literally a handful or two of seats on the wall, on the standing room only, a few limited vision seats up in the balcony. It's going to be a fantastic show.
Yeah, a lot of folks have been wanting that for a lot of months. And so that'll be great. And again, the music of Elton John will just be fantastic.
And we cannot not so. Thank enough the Sunrise Rotary Club for sponsoring that event.
Great stuff. So we'll look forward to that too. Andy French in the studio with us from the Tibbetts, the development director there on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.